Hi, friends. Coming up is a little teaser of the premium episode that just dropped on our premium feed. It's the second half of our exploration of the genus Homo. What makes us special? What makes us human? Turns out it's not using tools and it's not using fire. But we do talk about tool use and fire use and the parts of those things that are uniquely human. Now, so as not to spoil the content available in the premium episode, I've simply excerpted some of my favorite bits. Some of them have to do with our topic, and some of them are just an example of the kind of thing you might find on the premium feed. We have a lot of fun over there, and we are doing our best to churn out new content as often as possible. And you can access all of this content and all of our previous bonus content, everything we've ever released as bonus episodes, all for $5 a month over at captivate.fm. The link to support the show is in our recent show notes, and it will be on the show notes of the upcoming episode that should drop on Wednesday. This $5 a month is a huge deal to us, not only because it shows us that you value the dirt and that you're listening and you like our content and you use our content, you learn from it, you appreciate it, but it helps us keep the lights on and pay the bills. Since we switched over from Patreon to Captivate, two things have happened. One is that listeners can subscribe to the premium feed for much less per month, which is great for everybody. We wanted to make things as accessible as possible while still getting some support. But also that means that the money coming in is in smaller increments. So we are working to encourage listeners to go over to captivate.fm and subscribe to our premium feed, both to get that sweet, sweet bonus content and to help us keep doing the show that we're doing. Okay, enjoy these little tidbits and please consider subscribing. Thanks. We love you. Years ago when we recorded the first part, went through the genus Homo from about 2.5 million years ago with Homo habilis through Homo erectus, Heidelbergensis, Neanderthals, your friends and mine, and other little branches and shoots of our family tree. And then we wound up talking about kind of the ability to change by adaptive transformation, including sort of cognitive changes and the ability to see a problem or something that...
Oh, I've got that ability.
Amber's here too, everybody.
oh, yeah. And I'm Amber.
I mean, if people have subscribed... We sort of ended with the idea of tool use... providing access to higher quality foods for the early genus Homo, being able to scavenge meat from carcasses using stone
tools.
And by
quality, you mean more nutrients for less effort, not like
food mass. Yeah.
They found quinoa. Thank you for your patience with me as a combative audience surrogate, where I'm just like, I don't understand. I'm mad.
What? No. Look. That is totally fine. That is a valid way of interacting with all of this information because it's a lot and I don't understand a lot of it. And so my presentation of it is probably, you know, not as great as it could be, but we're moving forward. So the point that I wanted to make in it's sort of like laying down some caveats because I want to talk about tools and brains, but specific to the genus Homo, but I do want to make clear that the genus Homo is not the only class of animal on the planet that has, you know, a brain with high processing power. And we're not the only ones that use tools, but, you know, like dolphins use tools.
Yeah. They got
like
Wi-Fi.
It's been, they got sponges. Dolphins don't have Wi-Fi, but they do use sponges as tools.
I recently did
Why
something
did
like that to my co-
that, that
my
was co- so like
I recently rediscovered the like lying.
There are so many ephemeral parts of the archaeological record that we just don't have access to, or we are only beginning to develop the techniques that will give us access to that information. So,
but
you know, there's
tools. using something as a tool mm-hmm. is one thing. Making a tool out of something that is not a tool is another thing. And then yeah. making a tool that is used for the explicit purpose of making another tool that does a,
yeah.
like a third
function.
Like it yes, has a tertiary a third, function. Yeah. A third, like, is third that, like, tier. Are these like orders of complexity in tools? Orders of
complexity. Yeah.
Okay.
I cannot put those orders of complexity like on a timeline.
Right. Like, but they don't necessarily need to be, do they?
No.
Okay.
No. My point is that we don't have that information.
Yeah.
Good perspective.
The thing that makes us human is that we spend so much time trying to figure out what it is that makes us human.
Yeah.
Like that's what makes us
other
human
animals
now.
Animals aren't as navel-gazy.
Yeah. That we know of. I don't know.
Just self-examining. Or maybe dolphins like, passing the pufferfish around are like.
Dolphins don't strike dolphin. Me as a particularly like reflexive group. They.
I don't know.
They do I like. Around. I think if they looked inward, they would see a lot of darkness.
Okay. Other than human, actually, let's go outside of primate. What animal would you think would be the most likely to self-reflect and say, what makes me this?
I would say turtles. You can't look that sad and not.
Oh, I've seen some very happy looking turtles, but is that an example of like pareidolia where we're anthropomorphizing and ascribing an emotion to just like that's how their face is?
I think I'm an empath and I pick up on their vibes.
Well, with that, this is now a different podcast. Welcome to Talking Turtles. Feelings and vibes with Amber. And not me. I'll talk turtles with you. I just know they make you sad.
Oh, they make me so sad.